I speak to you in the name of one God who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen. So it's great to be back, and I'm curious, anything happened while I was gone? Locally, nationally, globally, anything? Just checking. I do want to thank the staff, especially, and Reverends Michelle and Patty and Bob and Dinah, because they all helped make that sabbatical month possible. Oh, and the vestry. Thank you to them. I was grateful for the time to have prayer and to spend with my husband and some friends along the way and to recharge, and how exciting to come back on the Sunday of our annual meeting when we're celebrating St. Cross Spirit. Woo. So as I was preparing to preach today, I was thinking about what is it that makes St. Cross, St. Cross? And as I was reading through the scriptures, I was particularly struck by the psalm. Now I know I don't usually preach on the psalm, but that's not because I don't like the psalms. I love them dearly. I pray them. I sometimes chant them even on my own. They are a source of wisdom and succor. They speak to me regularly, but I rarely work them into my sermons until today, because this psalm spoke to me a lot. Because there is a vast amount of rhetoric these days about who is right. I don't mean right and left. I mean correct and not correct. Who is right? Which understanding of Christianity is the right one? Or what is the righteous understanding one is to have in following their Christian faith? And this either-or view is played out in our newspapers and on television and certainly through our social media. And there is much, much to be said about what justice looks like. But I can tell you, we are all sure that our version of justice is right. But being correct is rarely correct unless you are looking through the lens of community. But I'm going to get to that in a moment. I want to look at the psalm that we chanted today. In fact, get out your bulletin. Flip back to the psalm. I want you all to know where to find it. There might be homework this week. You know how I am, always the teacher. So look at the psalm for a moment. This psalm is what we call an antiphonal psalm. It goes, remember when we read the psalm antiphonally, we read it on this side and then this side and then this side, and we go back and forth. It's a call and response. And that's the structure, actually, of this psalm. The call happens in verse 1, and the response happens in the following 6 verses. And as you read through this psalm, you can see that clearly the Israelites thousands of years ago struggled with the same questions we still have today. Who gets access to God and how? And based on what? The opening question of this psalm, Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide on your holy hill? And the answer lies in what one commentator calls the do's and the don'ts. You find the do's in verses 2 and 4. Do, lead a blameless life. Do what is right. Do, speak truth from the heart. Which is where I always put in my caveat, that honesty without compassion is aggression, so careful what you're doing with your truth there. Do reject the wicked. Do honor the Lord your God. And then the don'ts show up in verses 3 and 5 and 6. Don't have guile upon your tongue. Don't do evil to a friend. Don't heap contempt upon your neighbor. I'm going to say that one again. Don't heap contempt upon your neighbor. Don't do wrong. Don't take back your word. Don't give your money in hope of gain. Don't take a bribe against the innocent. Almost all of these responses point not to an individual getting right with God, though as individuals we are called to do so, but rather, if you go back and you look at these do's and they don'ts, almost all of them relate to factors that build or destroy community. The psalmist is making clear that faith happens in community. How we live our faith is actually often less about the fundamental building block of how we pray privately, and really it is more about how is it that we live out our faith in word and action, strengthened through that prayer, and how we live it out amongst with those who we agree and with those with whom we disagree. How is it that we live our faith with those we know are getting it right? And how is it we live out our faith with those we know are not getting it right? The psalm calls us as the faithful, as the followers of the Lord our God, to engage in behaviors that build community and not destroy it. And to be clear, the psalm is not a litmus test. It is not a scorecard where you, or heaven forbid, God, checks the box that you've done it or not done it. Rather, this psalm is much like the Beatitudes we heard in the gospel. This psalm is a call to examination. It is a call to get right with God by getting right with our community. And that is the essence of the spirit that moves through our St. Cross community. On this day of our annual meeting, the most exciting day right after Christmas and Easter, I know you all circle it on your calendar like a big heart. The day of our annual meeting, it is good to pause and to ask, do our words, do our actions mirror our faith? Do our words and our actions build community or destroy it? And as we vow in our baptismal covenant, do our words and actions respect the dignity of every human being? Filled with the Holy Spirit, we come to our annual meeting after the service today to reaffirm our commitment to our faith community, to elect leaders who will lead us faithfully forward, to listen together, to pray together for the year to come. And my prayer is that we take this psalm to heart. Read it this week. Pray with it. Spend time to meditate on its wisdom. And then be the wisdom that is found in the psalm. be our embodied faith in the communion of our lives within St. Cross and the communities where we live and serve and move and have our being. With formed faith and faithful lives, God will lead us within St. Cross and out in the world as gospel bearers of God's community. Amen.